Well, folks, it is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and I've got a special guest set up for us this week, Mr. Terry Tate. Now, Terry is an expert big bore air rifle designer and builder, a custom air rifle builder. He knows a whole lot about killing big game with big bore air rifles. So Terry's our guest today, and I went hunting with Terry yesterday. I had a training session with him shooting the 45 caliber air rifle, mind you. That was awesome, and went on a hog hunt, killed a nice boar. Terry, thank you very much, buddy, for the hunt, for training me, and for being with us.
Good morning, Luke. Thank you.
Yeah, buddy, I'm going to tell you what. That was the first time I experienced the power of air, you know, in a setting that would, you know, in a rifle that I truly believe would kill a Cape Buffalo. I bet there's a lot of people has no idea that there's some rifles out there that shoot air that can kill big game, Terry.
Well, it's still kind of under the cover about the big boy air guns. They're just now coming into view where people are hunting with them, and the laws are changing where we can start using these guns in lots of different states now.
True, and I know in Texas, wild hogs, predators are not considered game animals, but the laws have yet to change in Texas where you can hunt game animals with air, but they've got to change. I mean, folks on our hunt, I spent probably, gosh, a long time with Terry at the bench shooting and learning. There's nothing really hard to learn about shooting an air rifle. Anybody that shoots a good bit can pick it up quickly. I did. But Terry had a feeder back on a creek where with hogs coming in, they're undisturbed hogs on his ranch up there, and we tried to put the slip on them. The wind changed on us, Terry, you know, and a south wind, we could have got right up on those hogs, but we couldn't get close enough. They spooked before we got a chance. And then you said, let's take the hunt to the wood, to the hogs, and loaded me up with that 45 caliber air rifle. And I managed to shoot a real nice boar. The picture's right here on our station website. Got a nice boar. And Terry, it got western out there, buddy, when that boar... I put the hog on the meat pole, we did, and then I grabbed my Nikon, and I wanted to get some pictures, but it got a little bit western on me there. Thank goodness for you, your place has got some big trees to get behind.
Well, when you're in the creek with a lot of switch cane and a lot of close quarters, the hogs can come at you pretty easy.
They can, Terry. And what I was doing, folks, Terry knows this all too well, but I heard some hogs back in some switch cane. And I had, just so happened, there's about a 30-inch oak, and I just got near the oak, you know. It wasn't my first rodeo, but it might have been my wildest, Terry. I got by this oak. And I was trying to sneak in, and I wasn't 30 yards maybe from where I heard these hogs. Well, all of a sudden, this one hog got my wind, I assume, because he come bailing out, and I wasn't ever in any real dire danger because of that tree. But, you know, hogs will hurt you by running over you more than anything, won't they, Terry?
Yes, sir, and this hog was looking for a place to go.
That's true. If our listeners would look at the website, go to our website and look at this picture, I got this hog running dead out, and he couldn't have been. I just stayed with him because, you know, wasn't much else to do, but I probably got that picture at 10 feet, Terry, and it's one of the most awesome pictures that I've ever taken, and I have taken gazillions of pictures of hogs and everything else. But I want to thank you for a fun hunt, buddy, and I was real impressed with the air shotgun, too. Very impressed with it.
Well, we've been working on that shotgun for 3 years now, and we feel like we pretty much got it perfected. It's shooting about 700 foot-pounds of energy with an ounce of shot, and it's shooting a 400-grain slug at about 800 feet a second, and we feel like it's almost ready to bring to market.
Well, Terry, I'll tell you what, bud, will you get back with us next week, and let's talk some more air rifles and air shotguns?
I certainly will, Luke.
Folks, make sure and tune in next week. We're going to be right back here with you. High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, BigGame.org, Texas Motor Cars, a new way to shop for your next car or truck, Sniper Hog Lights, lights for your bow, rifle, or crossbow, Margaret Holmes, seasoned canned goods that taste just like homemade, New Fletch Archery. With New Fletch, you'll never have to fletch arrows again, and Shock Strap, a new way to secure loads without using ratchets.